With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The exodus has begun. Hundreds of thousands of Gaza residents are trying to get out of the northern half of their territory under orders from Israel, which is planning an invasion. Gaza is braced for this invasion, which was brought on by the murderous rampage launched in Israel a week ago by the Muslim terror group Hamas. More than 1,300 people were killed in that unprovoked attack. Thousands were wounded, and hundreds of people are still hostage to the Muslim terror group. Israeli forces are massing on the border today. Ethical concerns are casting a shadow over President Biden as he seeks re-election. We get more from correspondent Bob Agnew.
The concerns come amid investigations into Biden's son Hunter and a presidential impeachment inquiry. A poll shows 35% of U.S. adults believe the Democratic president himself has done something illegal. 33% say they think the president behaved unethically but not illegally. 30% say Joe Biden did nothing wrong. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former Vice President Pence will skip the Nevada GOP caucus and run in the state primary.
Nevada's Republican Party has decided to run its own caucuses 2 days after a state-run primary in early February. The party has barred candidates from competing in both. Critics say the move favors Donald Trump. Pence is the first major GOP contender to announce he'll skip the caucus. By skipping, Pence gives up a chance to try to win Nevada's relatively small number of delegates. Instead, he's hoping a primary win will demonstrate electability with a wider group of voters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republicans are back in the governor's mansion in Louisiana. Attorney General Jeff Landry has won, fending off a crowded field of candidates, getting just over 50% of the votes. This is SRN News. A Christian researcher says this country is in trouble for three very specific reasons.
America has a worldview crisis. American churches have a discipleship crisis. And families have a parenting crisis.
Dr. George Barna of Arizona Christian University.
The primary job of parents is to raise their children to become disciples of Jesus Christ. And in order to do that, they've got to help their children develop a biblical worldview.
And he says there's no time to waste.
That worldview for everybody is formed between starting at 15 to 18 months of age and is almost fully formed for everybody by the age of 13.
Barna's new book is called Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. He adds that the only way to save America is to save the next generation of American citizens. This is SRN News. A Connecticut police officer suspected of being a serial burglar, committing 30 or more thefts in three states, including the community he had been watching over.
Former Glastonbury police officer Patrick Hemingway is believed to have targeted safes and cash registers at restaurants and businesses in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. A newly unsealed warrant cited in multiple news reports says surveillance videos show a suspect possibly resembling the 37-year-old and that he left behind a bag containing a lock-picking toolkit when he resigned from the police department in September. Images of a vehicle resembling one owned by Hemingway's wife were spotted at multiple break-ins. He was charged last month with computer crimes and making a false statement. The judge said more charges were expected. The former officer is being held on $1 million bond. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News.